Blue Smoke, and Shake Shack. Six of his restaurants are in the Union Square area of Manhattan, with food inspired by the proximity of the Green Market. He's won a few James Beard Awards as well, and I'm very pleased to bring him out now, Danny Meyer. Bobby Flay practically fell into cooking after he dropped out of high school at the age of 17 and took a job at Joe Allen's restaurant where his father was a partner. His first job as executive chef at the East Village's Miracle Grill led to the opening of Mesa Grill in 1991. 2 years later, he opened Bolo, the late lamented Bolo. A year later, he published the first of his 8 books, Bold American Food, followed by From My Kitchen to Your Kitchen, Boy Meets Grill. His most recent is Bobby Flay's Grill It. He hosts a number of cooking shows on the television Food Network, is one of the regulars in Iron Chef America, and his current list of restaurants, Mesa Grill and Bar Americana in New York, Mesa Grill Las Vegas, Mesa Grill Bahamas, and Bobby Flay Steak in Atlantic City. He's also co-hosting the James Beard Awards this coming Sunday night. Bobby Flay. Let me start with the stupid question. Can we just use the words barbecue and grilling interchangeably? Because that's so often what happens. Let me ask Chris. Chris is, you're a pit master, whatever. That means you're somebody who should know the answer to that.
There is a lot of that. As long as everybody understands the difference between barbecuing and grilling, and I will explain that. After that, if you know the difference, absolutely use them interchangeably. But there is a difference. A party, a barbecue.
I mean, barbecue has come to mean so many different things now.
Absolutely. Now, grilling pretty much is grilling at a high temperature over direct heat. And that is what Bobby has been famous for so many, many years and does a fabulous job. My specialty is a little bit different, and I specialize in barbecue, and that's cooking over indirect heat at a lower temperature. So where I'm cooking at 225 degrees, 250 degrees, Bobby is cooking at 350, 400, 800, 900, something like that. So out of the textbook, that is the difference. But that does not quite cover barbecue. Because barbecue is more than the meat off the grill. It's the time and the environment. It is what you do while the meat is on the grill. Barbecue for me will start tomorrow, okay? Barbecue will last all night. Barbecue will go all through the weekend. It is hanging out with Bobby. It's hanging out with these guys. It's barbecue is the centerpiece. It's the gathering. And if I ever invite you to a barbecue in the South, you better pack your overnight bag because you're not leaving, okay? It's an all-night affair.
Well, there's one other element here. Smoke. Isn't smoke important?
Absolutely, smoke's important. Traditional barbecue is smoke. And traditional barbecue in the region, the different woods define that region. You know, North Carolina, it's hickory. In Texas, it's post oak and mesquite. It's hickory and oak in Alabama. That's the wonderful thing about barbecue. It's not limited to wood. Barbecue encompasses, you know, whole hog in North Carolina. It's beef in Texas. It's a combination of pork and beef in Kansas City. It is what is native to that area and what wood is native to that area and what type of animal is in that area as well.
And you called your restaurant Blue Smoke. Is it because the smoke is blue? Because a pit master once told me, the less smoke you can see, the better the barbecue.
I don't know if it's the less smoke you can see, because I think that while the meats are slowly cooking over that indirect heat, and just to add some clarification, I'm sure most of you know this, but in Bobby's Grill, which is, you know, we've all grown up doing this, you've got charcoal or wood or gas or whatever immediately below the meat. In barbecue, you've got a box way off to the side with your fuel burning. It could be charcoal, it could be different kinds of wood, apple wood, which is what we grew up with, Illinois, St. Louis. And then there's a chimney here that's drawing the air